For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can you share a time when you struggled to forgive yourself for a mistake or past action, and how did you find your way back to forgiveness?
So for me, it's going to be a little bit different. So I have a lot of stuff with my family, like my mother, for example. We didn't have a good relationship kind of when I reached teenage years. And for 2 years, I cut her off because it was just too toxic for me, which a lot of people don't understand because they don't go through stuff that I've been through. And so I reached a point where I did reach out back to her. And
spiritual practice for self-forgiveness. Okay, in the spirit of forgiveness and healing, I invite you to engage in a spiritual practice that can help you reconnect with your inner self and find peace. Okay, this spiritual practice, that it transformed my life. Okay, but guess what? Welcome back, beautiful people. And I just want to say, I hope wherever you are, I hope you're being loved on. I hope you're feeling seen and heard from wherever, okay? Because you deserve it. You deserve it. But welcome to another moment with Joy. And if this is your first time, I am your host, Joy River, certified soul life coach, and I was created to guide you on this journey called life as a light and as a friend. And if this isn't your first time, y'all already know what time it is. This is our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred place. And I just want to thank y'all for showing up every week. Before we start, though, I need y'all to do three things. Number one, I need y'all to put a comment in the chat right now and let me know that you're here with me in our sacred space. And then I want to make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Go ahead, subscribe. Get those notifications. And then I want y'all to send this to 5 people right now. I'm going to give y'all just a few seconds. Go ahead. 5, 4, 3. Go ahead and share it. Go ahead and share it. 2, 1. I need y'all to share the love with y'all people. I need this message to go out to everyone you know. Okay? So let's get started. Today, we are diving into the topic of self-forgiveness. No longer living in the past. This is a journey that can truly transform your life and set you free from the burdens of your past. In this episode, we're embarking on a journey of self-renewal and transformation, shedding the layers of guilt and shame to reveal the radiant and beautiful souls that you truly are. What does self-forgiveness mean to you? And why do you think it's important for personal growth and healing?
I think it's really just, well, kind of how it says, forgiving yourself for anything that you may have done or been through. You just kind of recognize that it happened and it's okay to move forward with your life, basically. Yeah.
I think it's important to make sure that, I mean, self-forgiveness just really literally means just forgiving yourself, just understanding the mistakes that you've made and holding yourself accountable for those things, but just understanding that that was you in that phase, and you can take those situations that you've been in and actually use that to move forward and actually progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
The last lesson.
Can you share a time when you struggled to forgive yourself for a mistake or past action, and how did you find your way back to forgiveness?
So for me, it's going to be a little bit different. So I have a lot of stuff with my family. Like my mother, for example, we didn't have a good relationship kind of when I reached teenage years. And for 2 years, I cut her off because it was just too toxic for me, which a lot of people don't understand because they don't go through stuff that I've been through. And so I reached a point where I did reach out back to her, and I let her back into my life, and I was let down again. And so I just realized that I just had this big regret of letting her back into my life, and I had to let her go again. You know, it's all good, just had to let her go, but I feel like I just have to kind of forgive myself kind of in that situation, just being able to understand that it's okay to let her go, and it's okay to move forward, and I have to forgive myself for doing something that I wanted to do, letting her back into my life, if that makes sense. But I think that's my situation here.
Yeah. Okay. And that's how you found your way back to forgiveness, understanding that you have to look out for you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Just for my peace of mind, my mentality, for me to move forward and just to live my best life and be happy, I had to, you know, just let somebody go. And it just so happened to be my mother, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I never really, like, I always look at the situations I've been in and I never really dwell on that. I always use those as lessons to kind of just go to just move forward. Like, I have a bad memory anyway, so it's like, if I go through a situation and something bad happens to me or whatever, I'm never beating myself up. I look at that as a lesson and I say, okay, that happened to me. I can go ahead and move forward.
Yeah.
Never really hold myself in that season that I was in.
Not for too long. Got it. How about you?
Well, no, I don't hold on to things either. I feel like that's a negative space.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you're in that negative space, you can't really see, you know, you're down for so long and you really just can't move past that space. And it's not, it's just not conducive,
yeah,
to your future. So, no, I just think more of the positives and keep my my thoughts on what's important, what makes me happy, and just kind of shake things off.
I love it. Today, we will talk about releasing the heavy burdens of guilt and shame that have weighed us down from past mistakes, affecting various aspects of our lives, our jobs, relationships, and even a sense of self, and so much more. Okay? So what is self-forgiveness, Joy? It's pretty self-explanatory. But for those who need it, I'm here to define it for you. Self-forgiveness is the act of consciously deciding to let go of feelings of anger, resentment, or blame toward yourself for mistakes, wrongdoings, or perceived failures. And I want y'all to listen to this. Consciously deciding. Meaning it doesn't just happen on its own, because a lot of us feel this pain. A lot of us haven't forgiven ourselves for things and we hold on to it. And we think over time, oh, it'll just go away. I won't think about it in a year or two. No. This involves intention. You gotta want to be free from it. It involves acknowledging and accepting one's own imperfections, mistakes, and past actions without holding on to negative emotions such as guilt, shame, or self-condemnation. My life living in unforgiveness, y'all, was not pretty. I can remember living in this state of mind for quite some time. I've had to forgive Joy a few times for doing things that I honestly thought were best at the moment in that season. Doing things that I needed to do to survive, to eat, to live. I constantly walked around feeling ashamed and wanted to run and hide so many times. That shame and guilt made me live in this lower frequency that only attracted other lower frequencies, meaning, y'all, bad relationships, not so good people. And I stayed in relationships with people who would emotionally and verbally abuse me because I honestly didn't know any better. The shame had gotten so deeply embedded in my spirit and my soul that I honestly didn't think I deserved anything greater than what I was getting. I began to believe the lies told to me, and it not only affected me, but it affected my child. There were many situations where my body was filled with pain and guilt, and I wanted so badly to replace it with joy and peace and love and tranquility. Okay? And the only way to that freedom was through self-forgiveness. Growing up in church, we were taught to forgive others, and the forgiveness for self was never outwardly shown or really talked about. When you got in trouble, that was it. If you lied, everybody said, she a liar, he a liar, he be lying. If you steal, everyone's like, oh yeah, she a thief, he a thief. So every mistake I would make, I held on to it as my identity because I was not taught how to look at myself and go, you're forgiven. I knew God was going to forgive me, but I did not understand that I could also offer myself the same forgiveness that God was telling me to give to other people. So I've made all my mistakes my identity, who I was, who I am. Like, this is who I am. And I was repeating these lies to myself for years until I learned how to forgive myself. It set me free, okay? The things I did back then, I never choose to do today. I am a brand new person. So to the person who's been beating themselves up, it's time today to forgive yourself now. Now, this is your moment to give yourself permission to be free from the guilt caused by the moments when you were broken, when you were depressed, trying to survive, trying to feed your kids, bruised, naive, or just simply growing. Remember, today you're not the same person you were in those moments, y'all. You're not the same person back then, okay? You have evolved, you've gained wisdom, and you've developed a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you, okay? By extending forgiveness to yourself, you create space to let go of the hurt, the shame, replacing them with peace of mind, self-compassion, and a renewed sense of joy, and you're worthy of it. Say it to yourself, I am worthy of the forgiveness that I give to others. I am worthy of the forgiveness that I give to others. Okay? Let's embrace this journey of self-forgiveness together, allowing ourselves to move forward with grace and acceptance. As we release the past, we open ourselves up to a brighter future full of possibilities, growth, and abundance of self-love. So take a deep breath with me right now. Take a deep breath. Let go of the weight that you've been carrying and step into the light of forgiveness and healing. Go ahead right now, seriously. I need you to release the weight that you've been carrying because
sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Because it gets heavy. Literally from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. When you're carrying those things, it is weighty. So right now we're releasing the weight. It's been way too long. You've been holding it way too long. Shed those tears. Those were only moments that we were learning lessons. They were lessons. They were lessons. They were lessons. And I am no longer the same. You can say that to yourself. I am no longer the same. I no longer look at life the same. I am a new being. Go ahead right now and say it to yourself. And now I want you to welcome this new chapter into your life where self-forgiveness paves the way for a brighter and more joyful future for you. Okay? Why self-forgiveness matters? Why does it matter? Self-forgiveness is a crucial aspect of our emotional well-being. It allows us to release ourselves from the grips of guilt and shame and self-condemnation. Many of us tend to be our harshest critics, holding on to our past mistakes and wrongdoings long after they've occurred. I mean, years we hold on to stuff. This self-punishment can create a cycle of negativity that prevents us from moving forward and actually experiencing true, true joy. There are times in our lives when self-forgiveness feels out of reach, and I've been there, okay? Perhaps it's after a significant failure, a betrayal of trust, or a hurtful mistake that we regret deeply. In these moments, we may believe that we don't deserve forgiveness, that we are unworthy of love and compassion after we've done it, even from ourselves. However, it is precisely in these moments of darkness that self-forgiveness becomes most essential, okay? So if you're struggling to forgive yourself, here are 5 ways to practice self-forgiveness and transform your life. And these ways helped me out, okay? Number 1, you got to acknowledge your mistakes. You have to acknowledge them. Start by acknowledging the mistake or wrongdoing that is weighing on your heart. Recognize that it's okay to make mistakes, and it is a part of being human. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. People are going to hold on to those mistakes, but you got to let it go. You got to say, I lied. I'm sorry. And you got to recognize a mistake, and you got to say, I'm human. I'm allowed to make mistakes. It's cool. Number two, release self-judgment. Who's the judge here? Let go of self-judgment and self-criticism. Instead of dwelling, right, on what you did wrong, focus on what you can learn from the experience and how you can grow from it. That's the only way you're going to move past it, is if you can see the beauty in that moment and say, this isn't really who I am. Let me learn from this experience and let me never do this again to anybody that I'm connected to or come into connection with. I will not be the person that is doing wrong to other beings. Okay? Number three, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself as you would to a dear friend in need. Treat yourself with compassion and understanding, knowing that you are worthy of forgiveness and love. Don't just give compassion to others, give it to yourself. And we're so good at this. Like, well, she wronged me. It's all good. Yes, do it to yourself. Give that same forgiveness and love right back to you. Okay? Number four, make amends if it's possible. If it's possible, meaning because some people that we've wronged are no longer here. And in those moments, you really got to dig deep because it's hard to let go when they're not here to apologize. You know, like you can't apologize to them. But I could say this, even in, and a lot of people might not like this, but spirits never die. We're eternal. You look up in the sky and say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. God, forgive me. Okay? And make amends. Drop the weight. Okay? And if the person is still alive, still in this physical realm, apologize to those you have hurt and take steps to right any wrongs. The best way possible, because this process can be healing for both parties involved. Okay? And I have struggled with this because a lot of people have done wrong to me and I've done wrong back, and two wrongs don't make a right. And apologizing to those people literally opens up your heart space to this, like, it opens up your heart space to where you really don't want to see another person hurt. And no matter what that person says back to you, no matter what their response is, you are in the seat of asking for forgiveness, and that's it. Their response doesn't matter. What matters is you did acknowledge the mistake. You were gentle with yourself. You gave yourself some compassion and some love, and you said, you know what? I'm going to right my wrongs. And this is the step that we're at. You're going to that person and you're going to say, I'm sorry. I was broken. I was bruised. I was hurting in my own self unknowingly or even consciously, and I hurt you in the process, and that just was not my intention. And I apologize, and we're going to move forward, which is number five. Let go and move forward. Finally, let go of the past. After you've asked for forgiveness and tried your best to make amends, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't, but either way, let it go and embrace the present moment. Allow yourself to move forward with a sense of renewal and purpose, knowing that you're deserving of a fresh start. Everybody can start over. Everybody. Everyone can start over, and we're deserving of a new start, a new day, a new beginning, a new point of attraction. We're deserving of it. Okay? So, spiritual practice for self-forgiveness, okay? In the spirit of forgiveness and healing, I invite you to engage in a spiritual practice that can help you reconnect with your inner self and find peace, okay? This spiritual practice, that it transformed my life, okay? But guess what? I'm only giving this spiritual practice to my community. It is special. It is sacred, and it works. So right now, You can look at the link below. That is my website. I need you to write it down, screenshot it, do whatever you need to do, and join the community today to get this spiritual practice that is going to literally change how you view self-forgiveness. And then guess what? It's going to open up your heart to receive the forgiveness that you need to give yourself, and it's going to release the burdens of guilt and shame, and you're going to pick up worthiness. You're going to pick up love. You're going to pick up peace. You're going to pick up wholeness as soon as you do this practice. But you can only get it in the community, the empowerment community, y'all, okay? So today, we are taking steps toward wholeness and guilt-free living. When I found the strength to forgive myself for my mistakes, I promise you, suddenly a flood of compassion, joy, and peace emerged. If this resonates with you, if you've been carrying the self-blame for way too long, I urge you, if you have, let's remove the gloves and stop beating ourselves up, okay? I want you to throw the gloves away. We're not doing it anymore. And that individual you held guilt for, we're letting that go, wherever that may be, wherever they may be, okay? Whether present or past on, we will find peace. You're worthy of joy. You're deserving of happiness. So let's claim that today, regardless of our past. Let's release the need to keep the score of what we've done wrong. We are all human. We will all make mistakes. We've all exercised poor judgment at some point. We've all been guided by our egos and made wrong decisions and choices. We've all been there. And now we all get to move forward, all of us. It's easier said than done, but you are equipped for this task. Trust me. So always remember, this journey is not a solo performance. You're just not in it alone. And as we journey through this process of self-forgiveness, maybe we come to realize that forgiveness is not just an act of kindness toward ourselves, but a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. By embracing self-forgiveness, we can break free from the chains of the past and step into a future filled with joy and authenticity. Remember, beautiful souls, self-forgiveness is not a, Remember, beautiful souls, self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It may take time and effort, but the rewards are big. Okay, incredible. As you continue on your path towards self-forgiveness, may you find the courage to let go of the past. Stop beating yourself up. Stop replaying the moment, the time, the place, the person. You have the strength to embrace your true self and the grace to forgive not only others, but you. Okay? So let's take that same love and apply it to ourselves today, right now, in this moment. Okay? I want to thank each of you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and healing each and every week. And until next time, may you find peace in the practice of self-forgiveness. And experience the joy that comes from setting yourself free. Okay? And if this episode resonates with you, the power of self-forgiveness, and you just need more information, more videos, more empowerment, more encouragement, please join us in the Empowerment Circle. It is a place, a sacred place, where you can meet people who are on the same journey as you, looking for the same peace you're looking for. So thank you for listening. And wherever you are, I hope you're feeling seen, loved, and heard. Until next time, peace.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.